Hey, this is Greg, and I'm here at Collector's Corner with Andrea. And this is Wednesday, the Wednesday before Free Comic Book Day. Almost said New Comic Book Day. So, I guess my first question is, apparently handing out free comic books on Saturday was not enough for you guys. You have something else going on at the moment while we're talking. Why don't you tell people what that is?
So, we're not content with just giving people free comics. You can get free comics at any store. We're trying to step up our game a little bit, and this is going to be something that we've done for several years, which is the first 50 people in line get $75 worth of free stuff. And I assure you, this is, we're talking still in the shrink wrap trades, comics, stuff off of our own inventory shelves. This is not stuff from our basement. You also get a free ticket to go see Iron Man 3, which I know a lot of people are really interested in. And then a lucky 1 in 50 person will have in their bag what we like to call the golden ticket, which is a $150 shopping spree at Collector's Corner. Now, if you're not lucky enough to be the first 50 people in line, don't worry, number 51 through 100 also get $25 worth of free stuff as well.
But you're not just giving away cool stuff plus free comics, you also have people showing up.
We do.
I mean, like, people, creative people.
We do. We were actually incredibly lucky this year. We got a really good turnout of talent. We're going to have Cary Nord, who is a great illustrator. He's worked on Daredevil and Conan, and he's currently working on Exo Manowar. We also have Joe Keating, who is my personal favorite right now. He just wrapped up Glory. He's doing Hell Yeah, as well as the new Morbius the Living Vampire book for Marvel. And then we also have the fine creative folk behind Hoax Hunters, as well as the fine creative folk behind Witch Doctor.
But that's not all. You also have people maybe showing up wearing, I think the word, the technical term is a costume?
A costume, yes. Cosplay, if you will.
I have heard that term.
We're going to have several cosplayers. We're going to have JK Cosplay, which they just went to C2E2 and had rave reviews for their new Uncanny X-Force costumes. Chris dressed as Psylocke, and her partner Joe dressed as Deadpool. We also have a very good Joker coming along, as well as a Storm, and there are going to be so many people in costume, not only the people that are going to be here working for the shop, but we also have a great costume contest this year, complete with trophies.
So, for the people that are coming on Saturday, it's not just a question of them actually physically being able to get into the store, right? You guys, from what I've seen of past year's pictures, you've expanded your storefront, shall we say.
We have. We were lucky enough to get the property next door to us, and we're just putting the finishing touches on our expansion now, which means the store has almost doubled in size. We were incredibly lucky to get the space, and we're finishing it up right now, so we're basically going to have a gaming section attached to our comic books. So as you walk in, there's a comic book store attached to a gaming store attached to a toy store. So we're trying to be a little bit of everything. We want to make sure that everybody can find what they're looking for.
So what sort of hours are we looking at on Saturday?
Saturday we're going to be going all day from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and then hopefully we'll also have an after party as well.
Okay. If somebody were looking to be in the first 50, maybe the first 100, but we'll say the first 50, what would be your recommendation for them to get here?
In line, we're here by 4:30 or 5 o'clock.
4:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning?
In the morning, in a.m.
At least 100 people are in line by 8 o'clock, I would say.
In the morning?
Yes.
For a 9 o'clock opening?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
There were 400 to 500 people in line by 9 o'clock. There's about 4 or 5 lots in line.
400 or 500 people in line by 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. And the line went all day.
But
we are going to be expanding our offerings out front, so hopefully the line will go much smoother this year. We did have people waiting. We know it's very hot outside and you don't want to wait on your feet, so we're going to be expanding our free comics and our back issues section out front, so hopefully the line will move much smoother this year and we'll be able to have more people get free comics.
Okay. What about parking?
Parking, I will let you know, if you can carpool, carpool. This is Baltimore. We're right on the edge of Baltimore City and County. So Baltimore County, not a lot of really big parking.
Giant parking lot, Linwood, VFW parking lot, medical parking lot. There's about six large lots all the way down Harvard Road where you just have to walk two or three blocks, but none of them too.
Okay.
And none of them are open on the weekend, so they wouldn't, that would be great.
Okay.
But mostly, I would say residential neighborhood street parking is probably the best bet.
Okay.
There's plenty of them.
Good to know.
Good to know.
Is there anything else you can think of for that people should know for your free comic book day other than to show up for the awesomeness?
Well, definitely show up for the awesomeness. I will say, if you plan on waiting out in line, please remember water, remember sunscreen, be smart about it. You may be standing out in line for several hours. I know a lot of people line up for Otakon is the next big convention. Think of it like that. You're going to want to come with a buddy to swap out for bathroom breaks. You're going to want to think smart.
But that's not the only thing you guys have going on in the next, let's say, 3 weeks, mm-hmm. right? I heard you have yet another, store-sponsored party that you guys feel like throwing. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
We do. If Free Comic Book Day weren't enough, the following Saturday we're going to be doing Collector's Con out in White Marsh. It is our first convention, and it's going to be a little bit of everything. Everything that we sell in the store, we're hoping to try to represent at Collector's Con. It's going to be Maryland's first all-in-one hobby con.
Who do you guys have lined up for that?
So many people. Oh, let's see. We're going to be having Robert Bruce, who most of our customers might know him from Comic Book Men. He's going to be there giving talks, and he's also going to be there selling some of his own items. We're also going to have J.T. Kroll. You might know him if you're a fan of Fathom. He's a great Aspen writer, and we're going to be having him, as well as his new book, Journey. And we're also going to be having Fred Van Lente, who is an award-winning author. He's been here at Collector's Corner before. Most of our fans might know him from either Marvel Zombies or Cowboys and Aliens. So you'll be able to meet Carrie Nord, who is the artist on Exo Man of War, and then the following Saturday you'll be able to meet Fred Van Lente, who's the writer for
Archer and Armstrong, Incredible Hercules, which mm-hmm. wrapped up, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Now, what about ticket price to get in? It's a one day show.
It is. It's a Saturday show. You'll be able to pick up your tickets here at Collector's Corner, and they are going to be.
They'll be on sale. How much?
$10. Yep. So you'll be able to pick them up here on Free Comic Book Day. And
$12 will be early bird, which gets you in an hour early to the dealer.
Okay. And what are your hours for that day?
For that day?
For the collection. 10 o'clock into 7 o'clock p.m. Early bird gets you in at 9 a.m.
Okay.
There you go.
And what's the best way to keep up to date on the Collector's Con information and Free Comic Book Day information?
You're definitely going to want to friend us on Facebook at Collector's Corner MD, and you can also go to collectorsconmd.com.
And I'm here at Third Eye Comics with Steve, and we're going to talk a little bit about their Free Comic Book Day plans.
Well, we have a ton of stuff. It's our 5-year anniversary,
okay.
So we are pulling out all the stops. We're going super big. I mean, every year I try to top myself, mm-hmm. and I try to go a little bit bigger than what I did last year. And last year was the grand opening of this location.
Okay.
Well, after we expanded from our other location, so that was pretty big. That was kind of hard to top. So this year we've got over 10 different creator guests, and they include, because I can't remember them all offhand.
Okay.
Gail Simone is our guest of honor. We just announced her. We are super stoked to have Gail here. She is like the nicest person alive. And then we have Charles Soule,
okay.
Josh Dysart, Dwayne Trzynski, Cullen Bunn, Joelle Jones, Brian Hurt, Jacob Warnes from the DC Conspiracy Guys.
Okay.
I know there's somebody I'm blanking on. Jerry and Penelope Gaylord.
Okay.
Fanboys vs. Zombies, NFL Rush Zone. Those guys are great.
Okay.
Brian Turner, who also works with Jerry and Penelope on Fanboys vs. Zombies.
Okay.
That one. Let me check. Give me 1 second.
That is everybody.
Okay.
Cool.
But you've got
Billy Martin from Good Charlotte and Brett Allen, the creative team of Vitriol the Hunter.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
But you also have more than just creators showing up.
We do. We've got a TARDIS photo booth, which is really cool. It's like a full-blown TARDIS,
okay.
and you can actually get in it and get your picture taken with like the backdrops of different set scenes and things like that. There's the Dalek, which somebody's actually going to be in, piloting it around the parking lot.
So a mobile.
Yeah, a mobile Dalek. I mean, it's like the real deal. It needs a parking space. What else, man? There's so much other stuff out. We got some cosplayers coming.
Okay.
Miss Marvel, Rogue, Poison Ivy. We're going to be giving away tickets to see Chris Hardwick up in Baltimore on May 25th.
Mm.
We got five pairs of tickets from Ram's Head that we're going to be giving out randomly to people in the line.
Okay.
We have a ton of giveaways we're doing. We had Charles Paul Wilson of Stuff of Legend draw a very cool shirt for us commemorating it.
Yeah.
And we're going to be giving out 50 of those to the first 50 people in line,
okay.
And then we're giving out 100 Third Eye wristbands, kind of like the Live Strong wristband, to the first 100,
okay.
And then we're going to be doing door prizes for prints and all that kind of stuff,
okay.
And we just got a ton of fun stuff. People are going to start lining up and camping out, I think, at like noon the day before. At least that's what I'm told.
That apparently seems to be a thing. I actually just got here from Collector's Corner, and they were talking about people, you know, lining up like the day before, and I'm like, okay. Now, obviously, you have two shops.
Yes.
For Third Eye.
Exactly.
Are you basically concentrating all your free comic book day stuff here at the Annapolis?
The Annapolis store. We do have a lot of events going on at the Southern Maryland store.
Okay.
But the Annapolis store is definitely the big show. Okay. That's where we have a lot going on. A lot of that has to do with the central location of Annapolis.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people can come here from D.C., from Baltimore, you know, and we draw from all over. So, like, to have, like, you know, everything in that spot where everybody comes in. I mean, I've got guys who drive all the way down from Pennsylvania once a month to see us, you know, and they're like, well, you know, Annapolis is, you know, it's not close to them, but it's closer than Southern Maryland.
Right, it is.
Yeah.
It certainly is.
We are actually expanding the Southern Maryland store, though.
Okay.
And we're going to be moving that to St. Mary's County. So that'll be a little bit further south, but that'll be June 15th, and it's going to be double the size.
Okay, where is St. Mary's County?
St. Mary's County is about an hour and a half south of Annapolis. It's down Route 4. I'm trying to think of it. Lexington Park Naval Base. A little bit south of Waldorf, I guess you'd say.
Okay.
It's about 20 minutes south of Waldorf.
Okay.
Yeah.
okay.
Yeah.
This is still the closest.
Definitely. Yeah.
So you've got cosplayers, you've got creators.
Oh, the 501st Legion, the Stormtroopers, they'll be here.
Nice.
They'll actually have a table set up. They're doing a recruitment drive.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got cosplayers, you've got creators, and you have free comics.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Is there any type of in-store sale?
Yes, we are doing a huge sale. We're doing 20% off all graphic novels,
okay.
20% off all toys and statues,
okay.
20% off all apparel, and then we have a ton of other stuff we're doing. We're doing 50% off select items,
okay.
So we'll have a table. One of our doorbusters is the AVX hardcover, $75 retail. You can get it for half off cover price, and we have a decent amount of those, so they're not going to go that quick. So you can get here and be able to snag those. They will be gone within a couple hours,
right.
But we have a lot.
Okay.
We've got $1 back issue bins that will be set up outside,
okay.
Or you can fill a short box for $50. You know, we got a ton of stuff going on.
Good.
It's going to be nuts.
So people are going to be lining up early.
Yes.
Where are the creators going to be? Like, for the line of people, again, trying to get the free comics and everything, that's going to be set up so that it doesn't prevent people from being able to get into
exactly. Like, basically, here's how we're doing this.
Okay.
We've erected a Third Eye. Well, we're going to be erecting a Third Eye mini store in the rear lot. And it's going to be about 30 by 30 feet.
Okay.
So it's going to be a monster. You know those big tents they use to put, like, crazy, like, rug sales and hot tub sales and stuff?
Yeah.
It's going to be one of those. And then we're going to it's going to be, you know, lit. It's going to be nice. We have the table set up in there. And all of our creators will be lined up inside of that little mini store. And basically, we'll have a guy out there with a mobile register, a mobile credit card swiper. And basically, he'll have all the product for the signing out there. So if somebody wants to buy, you know, Gail Simone's first issue of The Movement or Batgirl, you know, the Volume 1 or whatever, we will have stacks outside for them to purchase right there, which will help kind of minimize any issues with people crowd controlling here. As far as the line goes, it'll be one general line at first before doors open.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that point, we're going to kind of let people just kind of, because obviously the one thing that people are going to first go for no matter what is going to be the free comics.
Okay.
Because, you know, there's always that one comic that, and we order a lot, but, you know, people still aren't going to see that many of. So like the Judge Dredd or something like that, you know, so they're going to want to get in here and get that. But after that, they can just head right on over the tent, and it's almost like a convention, you know?
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you have any favorites out of the free comics that you've...
I think The Walking Dead is a really good one. I think it's really cool that they did that. I like the idea that they're not reprinting that story.
Okay.
And that the only way you're going to be able to get it is on Free Comic Book Day. I mean, like, that is... If there was one thing that drives people into comic shops, especially people who might not already go to comic shops, that is a free comic that does it. I also think the Marvel Infinity thing is really cool.
Okay.
And then my personal favorite is always the Simpsons Free Comic Day comic. I always like those. They're really fun. Hmm. Yeah.
Good. Anything else for Free Comic Book Day that you can think of?
You know, as far as events and things like that, I mean, we've got the giveaways. We've got the picture with Doctor Who and the TARDIS, the T-shirt. I mean... You know, I mean, that's pretty much, that's the long and short of it, you know. We've got a pretty full day, man. We're pretty excited.
Okay. But that's not the only, shall we say, event that you guys feel like giving to the area. You guys have something else coming up in a couple of months.
Yes.
Tell us a little something about
them. We've got a few things coming up, actually. Are you talking about the Annapolis Comic Con?
I might be talking about the Annapolis Comic Con. Certainly, we'll start with that.
Yeah. Well, that's June 29th.
Okay.
And that's going to be really great. It's going to be a nice little sister show to the DC Con, which was a huge success for us.
Okay.
We had a blast doing that with Ben, and we can't wait to do it again next year. Annapolis will be June 29th here at the Pitt Moyer Recreational Center.
Okay.
And we're expecting, you know, a nice, solid, you know, like 2,000 attendance, that kind of level of show.
Okay.
And then we have a ton of signings coming up, too.
anything you...
Well, a big one that I'm really excited about is I'm a big fan of a lot of, like, 90s indie comics.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob Fingerman's going to be here next week.
That's right.
Yeah.
I got a press release for that. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, I'm really pumped. He's going to be here... doing a signing for his new Maximum Minimum Wage, and when Image and Bob reached out to me and they said, hey, I want to do a signing in the DC area, and Third Eye looks like where we want to go,
mm-hmm.
you know, I was like, dude, I would love to have you, you know, like, I am a huge fan, you know, and it was something where, like, I usually do not book stuff right after Free Comic Book Day,
right.
just because I'm exhausted,
right.
But it's Bob Fingerman, you know, I got to.
Okay, all right, good, Okay, so Annapolis Con is the 29th
of June, exactly.
6 months, 29th, okay. June 29th, and then the Bob Fingerman is...
That's next, that's May 11th.
May 11th.
And then we've got May 18th. Somehow I end up, you know,
really,
I...
Really, just apparently not wanting to
rest
have Saturday
at all,
off for the next
ever.
Couple of...
Yeah. Yeah, my staff, they were like, oh, man, you're crazy, you know, I've got one on May 18th with these new guys who are doing this book called Dream Thief for Dark Horse Comics.
Okay.
They sent me a PDF of it about 2 or 3 months ago, and I fell in love with the book. I think it looks incredible. It's got a great little tagline. Very kind of cool. It's kind of got like 100 bullets meets like a supernatural kind of vibe. And they're going to be here. That's Jay Nitz and Greg Smallwood.
Okay.
And then on May 25th, we've got the Five Ghost Haunting of Fabian Gray issue 3 release party. And we'll have Frank J. Barbaria and Chris Mooneyham. They'll both be here signing copies of Five Ghosts 1, 2, and 3.
Okay.
And we're really pumped about that. That's one of our favorite new Image books. And then we just announced recently in June we'll be doing a big X-Files Season 10 Number 1 release party with Joe Harris.
Yeah.
That's going to be fantastic. We got a store variant for that coming out by C.P. Wilson. And then we have a Wild Blue Yonder release party on June 19th, which is... the artist from The Cape, Zach Howard,
mm-hmm.
and Mike Raich, the writer of Stuff of Legends, their new book from IDW, and that looks amazing, too. So that's what I have announced so far.
Okay. I boggles the brain trying to sort of keep that all in mind.